بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Modesty and shame. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam had more modesty than a veiled unmarried woman. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Iman has more than 70 branches. The most sublime of all is the kalima, La ilaha illallah. And the lowest branch of Iman is to remove a harmful object from the path. And modesty is a great branch of Iman. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Modesty and speaking less is part of Iman. Two traits that are beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the delegation of Abdul Qais visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a person, there are two traits within you that are dear to Allah ta'ala, forbearance and modesty. When modesty is lost, Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, One of the advices that people learn from the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is that if you have no shame, do whatever you wish. Note how true when a person loses shame and modesty, he would commit any sin publicly without fear of humiliation. The hadith does not imply that one should do whatever he desires. Rather, it is informing of a fact that such a person would stoop to any level without any hesitation. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.